Tim, hi. Tim from Hamilton Heights, you're on the air.
Hi there, how are you today?
Okay, we have a lot of calls. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I just wanted to share a quick story with you. A couple of years ago, I was getting on the Green Line down at the Astor Station. When I walked into the station, there were a dozen or more people on the platform looking down into the tracks. And then when I got in there, I saw what they were looking at. There was a man who'd laid down across the tracks and put his head on the rail. And no one was doing anything about it, which I thought was really strange.
He was trying to commit suicide?
I think so. And then when I turned around, I looked at the station conductor was walking towards me, and I guess he could see that I was sort of paying attention to the situation. He looked at me and said, he was walking very quickly, and he said, "We have 3 minutes." So he and I jumped down into the tracks, and we were trying to lift this guy up, but he was kind of hefty, and I think he was pretty inebriated, and he was mumbling something about, "No, no, no, no." I think he wanted to just lay there and die, so he didn't want anyone to help him. So after we got down into the tracks, a couple more guys jumped down, and the four of us. And it's pretty hard to move a big person who doesn't want to be lifted up. It's pretty strenuous effort. And what I discovered once you get down there is the platform is a little bit higher up than you might think it is if you're standing down the track. So it was quite a chore to get this guy up there. And then when we got him about halfway there, some other folks came over to the side of the platform.
What about you getting back up?
And then yeah. And once we got that gentleman onto the platform, a couple of people, you know, grabbed my arm and helped me, kind of hoist me out. And then just a moment later, the train slowly pulled into the station. I guess they'd been alerted to the situation. And the guy was on the tracks, the police, or on the platform, rather. The police had come by that point. They were talking to him. And then I got on the train and rode away. The whole thing took like 2 minutes. And as I was riding away on the train, I was like, well, that was weird, but it's over now.
So you never found out whether he did it again?
No, I have no idea.
Thank you for calling, Tim.